Yeah, I mean, obviously there was a lot of disappointed players in there, you know, because, you know, they knew how well they played. We knew how well we played. Obviously disappointed in the manner of the goal and the penalty, and as I say, disappointing. But as I say, the way the guys played was exceptional. Some of the forward play was fantastic, and we did it to a very, very good Peterborough side. All I've no doubts. I think I can echo the gaffer's sentiments. They will be up there. They will be challenging. They always do well in League One, and Darren's an excellent manager. But you know, it was encouraging the things that he said about our performance, you know, which is nice to hear from an opposition manager.
And I suppose that gives you some sort of confidence in terms of you can match the promotion contenders in this league.
Yeah, we said we'd look at things after 10, 12 games and see, you know, that's when the table sort of settles down and you see where teams are going to probably figure throughout the season. We'd like to think after those games we'll be in and around the top of the table. And as I say, if we keep playing like we are and with that consistency, then, you know, we'd like to think we will be in and around it. But as I say, it was encouraging, but still early days yet. But as I say, if we can keep that level of performance going, then we'll be delighted.
I know Scott Shearer got a lot of the plaudits in that game after facing some criticism. I mean, what's your assessment on Scott's sort of development this season?
I think he'd be disappointed with a couple of the goals he's conceded, but he's an honest lad. But as I say, it's always a big decision to leave your goalkeeper out, especially when you'd gone 14 games unbeaten. And as I say, Scott's his biggest critic, you know. But he's been working very hard with Andy Dibble. And the nice thing we've got is we've got two number one goalkeepers. Adam Collins, a very, very good goalkeeper, and he's keeping Scott on his toes. And Scott realises that his performance levels have got to be right up there, or otherwise Adam will take his shirt. And Adam knows that when he gets his opportunity, which will come at some stage, whether it be injury or loss of form, then he's got to grab that opportunity as well. But as I say, the nice thing for us is that Scott was back on top of his game on Saturday, and we've got two very competent goalkeepers.
I suppose it's a position as well you can't really hide, can you? It's a sort of key role in the side, and to have confidence in your keeper as well means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we've got confidence in Scott. We've worked with him for a long time now. He was with us, obviously, at Crawley. We brought him here. We know what he can do, and we know what he can bring to the side. And as I say, we were pleased with his performance on Saturday. A long way that continue.
Rob Milson, another player, obviously, who's kind of come in and sort of slipped under the radar, but put in good performances recently. You're pleased with the way he's sort of settled into the side?
Well, we always knew he was a good player. We'd done our homework on Rob. We spoke to a number of people. I think the England assistant manager, you know, would give us an absolutely glowing reference on Rob Milson. We knew him anyway. We'd seen him play, and the ex-Scotland manager also gave us a fantastic reference. You know, Craig Brown, a good friend of Steve's, and just said if the lad can stay injury free, then he's a great talent. And I know he was knocking on the door as a youngster at Fulham to be in their Premier League side, but had real bad luck with injuries. No, touch wood, as we're doing now. We just want to keep him injury-free, and we're seeing the good form that he's in, and long may that continue as well.
So is it a case that fans have yet to see the best of him?
No, I think he's playing very, very well, and all Rob needs to do is keep that consistency, keep injury-free, and the longer he can stay injury-free, the confidence will keep coming, and we've got a good player on our hands.
What's the situation with him? Are you looking to extend his deal, get him on a permanent deal?
Yeah, I mean, he's on a permanent deal until January anyway, so he's going nowhere in the foreseeable future, but it's something obviously we've got to look at, and if he keeps playing as well as he is, then I'm sure that Steve will be having a chat with Rob in the near future.
And I suppose one you'd like to get sorted out sooner than later as well, with his performances and the attention he's getting.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we're not silly. That's certainly on the radar to get something done with that. So, as I say, in the near future, then we'll be sitting down, I'm sure, with Rob and make sure that he's tied down.
What about this game with Brentford then? Another sort of stern test against quite a strong, experienced side.
These are the games we spoke about, we were looking forward to, pitting ourselves against good sides, good managers, a top League One side. I think they were a penalty kick away from promotion last year. And he's only added to that squad. He's added quality. So it's going to be a difficult game. It's one we're looking forward to. Steve spoke about the benchmark last week. This is certainly a benchmark away from home. It doesn't get any tougher than going away to Griffin Park, against a team that will be expected to challenge for promotion. But it's a game we're really looking forward to.
And, of course, they're coming on the back of a good win against Coventry as well.
Yeah, I think it was a dominant performance. Steve went and watched it. It was a dominant performance. They thoroughly deserved to win. And Coventry have been playing well of late, so it was a well-deserved victory. So they'll be full of confidence. But as I say, so are we. we don't like getting beat, but the manner in the way we got beat last week was very encouraging, the way we played. So it makes for a fantastic game of football.
So I should imagine that the sort of mood in the camp is still pretty good. Everybody's quite positive at the minute.
Yeah, the boys have been excellent. As I say, it's sometimes the manner of how you lose. And as I say, there was certainly a lot of confidence still in the group. Disappointed that the unbeaten run, came to an end, but that was always going to happen at some point. But it's now about starting another one and bouncing back and making sure we get something at Brentford, which will be very tough. But as I say, it's a game we're all looking forward to and relishing.
I know they've acquired a number of kind of experienced and quite, and young players like Tachira in the loan market. Are there guys you watch out for on their side?
Well, their squad's absolutely full of quality. Anybody that can put, Clayton Dollinson and Will Grigg up top, and I think they've spent over $300,000 on Will Grigg eventually and with the tribunal. But, they're a talented side, but they're also an experienced side as well. The boy Taylor and Harley Dean at the back are experienced defenders. So it'd be tough. But as I say, we're playing well. We're full of confidence. The guys are in a good place. They've trained really well this week and they're really buzzing on the training field. So as I say, we go into it full of confidence. And as I say, it's a game we think that we'll do well in.
And just word on the fans, because the support this season, home and away, has been great. And I think it's kind of doubled the away support from the Travelling Millers fans this season as well.
Yeah, I think the home fans have been absolutely magnificent. But say the guys that actually get off the backside and pay all that money and travel all over the country to watch us play, they're fantastic. They have been all season, and you've hit the nail on the head there. They must be liking some of the things we're doing. We're playing well. I think they appreciate the hard work that the guys put in. And as I say, long may that continue, and let's hope we can give them something to shout about on Saturday.
Okay, well, what about sort of team news going into the game?
No, we're still missing Michael O'Connor, we're missing David Worrell, and we're missing Claude Davis. So, three big players that would certainly figure heavily in on a match day. But that's how that's how things go. These things crop up from time to time throughout the season. We will be hit by suspensions and injuries, and it's how you cope with them. But as I say, we've still got a very strong squad, and as I say, hopefully we can get those guys fit as soon as possible and add to the depth in that squad.
So is Michael back in training now?
Michael's stepped up his training this week. Hopefully he'll join in with the group full time as of Monday. But as I say, he's been stepping it up through the week with his rehabilitation with Dennis and with Paul Warne. So and that's been encouraging. He's working very hard and working well. So as I say, hopefully Michael will start full training on Monday.
Right, so we're looking at a couple of weeks maybe for him being back in first team contention.
Well, hopefully not quite that long. Hopefully maybe a week on Saturday, assuming everything goes well. The good thing is with the way that we work our injured players, it doesn't take them too long to get back. Once they're in full training, it doesn't take them too long to get up to speed because of the hard work they do in their rehabilitation, which is credit to Dennis and credit to Paul Warne for the work they do behind the scenes.
What about any sort of movement with players, loans, anything pending before the weekend?
No, there'll be nothing before this weekend. As I say, we're quite happy with the way things are at the minute. We're always on the lookout. Things can crop up and one phone call can change things. But as I say, I don't think there'll be anything going out, certainly not going out and coming in before this weekend.